Hello and welcome to another eccentric podcast, Kepler Education's student podcast. And today we are welcoming Jairus Tanaka to talk about chess with us. Welcome, Jairus.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. A pleasure. I'm Joffrey Swaite. I am the student advisor. And Jairus, before we get rolling on questions technical and poetic regarding chess, I actually have a poem. We read a poem before each episode. So I have a poem on chess by Ezra Pound that I will read to thee and to the audience. It is magnificently titled. It's called Dogmatic Statement Concerning the Game of Chess, Theme for a Series of Pictures. Red knights, brown bishops, bright queens, striking the board, falling in strong L's of color, reaching and striking in angles, holding lines in one color. This board is alive with light. These pieces are living in form. Their moves break and reform the pattern, luminous green from the rooks, clashing with X's of queens, looped with the knight leaps. Y pawns, cleaving and banking, whirl, centripetal, mate, king down in the vortex, clash, leaping of bands, straight stripe of hard color, blocked light working in, escapes, renewing of contest. Okay, so Jairus, here we are on a podcast, the episode of which today is dedicated to chess, and you've just been hit with a poem. Bam. What is your reaction to Mr. Pound's poetry here? Just going to put you on the spot.
It's really descriptive. It's like talking about a king and the attacking. It's just a poem about the game of chess and how it's played.
Yeah.
And like the emotion behind it.
What about that color? Like, that's one of the most striking things to me about this poem is that, you know, it talks about color so much and the pieces being living in form. I mean, chess is black and white. Chess is 8x8. Is it fair to use color to talk about chess?
Of course, it makes it more interesting. Because some colors can like convey emotion to the reader and help explain what the author is talking about.
Okay.
Because chess is more than just two colors. And yeah, it definitely has a lot of depth to chess.
Yeah, it sounds like chess is partly, at least, an emotional experience for you. So I'd love to hear what chess is for you. Like, when you play it, what do you experience, and why do you play it?
I'm honestly, like, pretty chill about playing it. I just play because I can. Like, I don't practice every day or, like, do, like, learning and stuff. I just play for the enjoyment. It's just fun to exercise my brain and outwit the other player.
Yeah.
And hopefully win in the end.
So you're an amateur. You're an amateur in the truest and old sense of the word, right? You love the thing and that's why you do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just love it.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, you talk about outwitting your opponent. So chess is fundamentally competitive, you know, as if you were wrestling or trying to get to the top of the mountain or in a foot race or playing basketball, you're competing against somebody. So I'd love to hear from you about the joy of that, even in defeat, like what the particular challenge that chess is. I'd just love to hear from you on what the competition does for you, because as you mentioned, you don't practice on a daily basis, you're not super hardcore about it, and yet, you know, for you, outwitting your opponent's an important part of the experience.
Yeah, so it's just really cool, like if you can maybe attack their king and their rook at the same time with like a queen, then you can get the rook sometimes. Or like if you think a couple moves ahead, then you can eventually like maybe checkmate them or like get a lot of pieces for free. It's like a battle of the minds. Like they see your pieces, they're trying to get you, and you have to also defend and attack.
Yeah.
It's just really cool when you're a step above them or thinking ahead of them. And you already know what they're doing and you know what you're going to do.
that feeling of being the master of the moment. I mean, I think, you know, as a basketball player, just, you know, the moment when you realize you have the defense responding to what you want and that you'll be able to manipulate them down the line, you know exactly when the pass is going to happen to get an open shot. As you can feel that now you're in control of the defense. And, you know, with chess, you have moments like that as well. I mean, you mentioned a forking situation in the poem. You know, there's a mention of that too. So a fork is when you play a piece that threatens two of the opponent's pieces at the same time. I mean, that's a pretty satisfying moment when you have like just that simple, you know, pick which piece you lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if it's like a knight attacking a king and also attacking an undefended queen, then you can take the queen on the next turn. That's like, it's a really good feeling when you can get your pieces and control the board so that you can do that.
So who should play chess? Like who can have this feeling? Who are the people that you think should be picking up chessboard and going to parks and going to clubs and doing battle?
Honestly, just anybody who enjoys it. It's not really like a certain group of people can do it. It's not only for like the elite people in there, like, but yeah, it can be for anybody, just as long as you enjoy it and like to do it, then
yeah,
it's for you.
So you're behind starting a chess club at Kepler, and you've actually combined, you're the president of the club, and you guys have actually combined with another online platform's chess club. So talk to me a little bit about that club and just issue an invitation to all and sundry. Because, you know, as you said, chess is for whoever wants to play and have fun with it.
Yeah. So I started another club. It started with a post on the school forums. And I was just like, hey, anybody want to start a chess club? Like, I was like, I don't see any for the school. So I think it'd be cool to start it. And like all of a sudden, like 10 people joined. Then the next week, another 5. And it just grew really exponentially. So we hit about 40 people, and then people got bored. And so like we only have half of them, but the people who we have are really dedicated to the club. So yeah, it's really good.
Now, when you say dedicated, you know, what does that mean? Are they, you know, dedicated to reading books about particular attacks and defenses? Are they dedicated to playing with each other? What does dedicated mean in this context?
I suppose just people who really enjoy the game itself. It's like there's a lot of members who just came because they could, and then they never came, like actually went to the meetings.
Mm.
So we kind of thinned it down to just like the real members.
Okay.
Who would come.
All right. And so, you know, tell maybe some prospective new members how they too can become real members. When, where, and how.
Yeah, pretty much. If you want to join, you can just message me on Slack or just like post anywhere, like even on Discord, or send me an email. Oh, you can actually send email to the mentors too, Mr. Ahern and Mr. Griffiths. But yeah, we'll pretty much just give you the meeting link and you'll just come. And we're trying to like focus on the beginners and help them learn. So, yeah, any skill level is accepted. Yeah,
we'll awesome.
Like, do our best.
Yeah, so any skill level includes zero skill level.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Well, awesome. I mean, we can't do a full-fledged course, so they have to do a little bit of work on their own.
Yeah.
But yeah, as long as they are dedicated to like learning and like they'll actually come, then yeah.
You learn by playing. Because, I mean, you guys, besides having the club meetings, you guys use chess.com to actually just play matches with each other. Even asynchronously, mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, so people can just be playing during the week and learning.
Throughout the week. It's just like someone will be like, hey, anybody want to play? And then set up a quick match. And yeah, it's pretty fun.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great way to learn. All right, so my last question for you, Gyrus, is this. It is an unfair question. You could look at it as a personality test. You could look at it as just a bit of playfulness. It's an unfair question, but I would like to ask you whether chess is more true, more good, or more beautiful, and why? Truth, beauty, and goodness. Mm. Which is chess for you? And I'm not going to let you say all three, even though, of course, that's the correct answer.
I would say beauty, because it's just, I don't know if it's the right word, but it's beautiful how like the pieces move and how they work together to do a goal in perfect unison. And then how you can actually manipulate them to do that with your own hands.
Yeah, you know, I've had little moments like that playing chess myself. It's almost like you could write a poem about it. Well, Gyrus, I really appreciate you stopping in, telling people about Chess Club. And I'd like to encourage people to go ahead and join. It's a beautiful game, as Gyrus has said. And Gyrus, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
So long, everybody.